Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you and reminding you if you want to share something on The Good Stuff, it's simple. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County when planning your next Midwest adventure. Canoeing and kayaking on the National Scenic Niobrara River. Maybe checking out the Star Party at the Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies Park as well. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots if you want to rough it. Or bring your fifth wheel, whichever. But anyway, check out 50 things to do in Cherry County. Visit valentine.com.
And pause just for a minute out of your busy schedule, and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
Kim, what do you have to share for the good stuff today?
The new sick leave policy.
Oh, does our company have a new policy?
I believe that we do.
All right, let's hear what the good stuff is going to do for sick leave.
All right, so new policy, sickness, no excuse. We will no longer accept your doctor's statement as proof, as we believe that if you are able to go to the doctor, you are able to come to work. Leave of absence for the operation. We are no longer allowing this practice. We wish to discourage any thought that you may have had about needing an operation. We believe that as long as you are employed here, you will need all of whatever you have and should not consider having anything removed. We hired you as you are, and to have anything removed would certainly make you less than we bargained for. Too much time is being spent in the restroom. In the future, we will follow the practice of going to the restroom in alphabetical order. For instance, those whose names begin with an A will go from 8 a.m. to 8:05. B will go to 8:05 to 8:10, and so on. If you are unable to go at your time, it will be necessary to wait until the next day when your turn comes around. Death, other than your own. This is no excuse. There is nothing you can do for them, and we are sure that someone else in a lesser position can attend to the arrangements. However, if the funeral can't be held in late afternoon, we'll be glad to let you off 1 hour early, provided that your share of the work is ahead enough to keep the job going in your absence. Now, a death of your own, this will be acceptable as an excuse, but we would like a 2-week notice as we feel it is your duty to teach someone else to do your job. And Darlene Thomas from Valentine shared that.
I have something that Reverend Troy Height had sent in here a while back. You ever wonder why you hit mainly deer on the roadway and very few antelope?
Yeah.
This might answer that.
Yeah.
Years ago, when roads were built, the creatures of the plains came together to discuss their emerging civilization plans. The buffalo said they'd graze the railroad tracks and they should be okay, but the deer didn't want to graze the tracks, and they all said, no way. The antelope suggested they graze the hills, but the deers said, are you crazy? We'd rather have the valleys and meadows, because for hills, we're much too lazy. The antelope said, we're going to take them, but if that's what you want to switch, we'll climb the hills and jump the fences, and you can graze the ditch. While antelope graze the highest hills, the deers, they'll fill the ditch at nights and love to walk across the road and stop to look at pretty lights. But pretty lights are speeding cars, and deers don't get the point that when the lights start passing by, they all should leave the joint. Now, I'm not saying deer are dumb and antelope are smart. Us humans have our own set of eyes, and we can also play a part. Years ago, they made a choice. It's not a matter of skill. The antelope choose to graze the hills while the deer became roadkill. There's not much that we can do about it. That's all that's been their own choosing. But it wouldn't hurt to slow it down a bit when we do our late night cruising. So maybe a little background there and why we have deer on the highway and not antelope.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Oddly enough, I guess I'll just move on. Treat others as you would want to be treated. Live by the golden rule always. That's just a word to live by this week. And think before you speak. Never say anything that doesn't improve silence. I thought that was kind of a funny one. Hey, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. We'd love to have you come. We also love to have you contribute. So if you found a golden nugget that you'd like to share, or you've made something up, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and listen again for the good stuff.